And as we've just heard, Democrats have a tough campaign ahead when it comes to congressional races. Democrats are also concerned they'll lose ground outside Washington in state legislatures. That's an area where the GOP is already dominant. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne takes us out to the states.
What has Democrats worried this year? There's the president's slumping approval scores and the public view that the country is on the wrong track and the frustration that the economic recovery hasn't eased the nation's economic anxiety. There's all that and the usual weariness that settles in at this point in a two-term presidency.
By all rights, the Democrats are on defense in a midterm election when their guy's in the White House.
That's Tim Story, who tracks elections for the nonpartisan National Conference of State Legislatures.
So we know going into this election cycle that the Democrats are fighting against the wind and the Republicans have the tailwind.
One particularly hard-fought battle this year is in Kentucky, where Republicans hold the state Senate and are trying to win control of the state House. State Representative Brent Yance is a Democrat from Muhlenberg County. He describes the election like this.
They're trying to grab the House, and we've got barricades, picket fences, and booby traps and everything else trying to defeat that.
Yance was attending a recent national meeting of state legislators in Minneapolis. On the Republican side, Montana Senate Majority Leader Art Wittig was also there. He expressed a confidence that extends beyond the boundaries of his red state.
I think in 2014 we'll continue to see more state legislatures tilting to the Republican side. The pendulum swung too far under President Obama, and that pendulum's going to swing back in 2014.
The big recent disaster for Democrats on the state level came in 2010 when Republicans, fueled by anger over the Affordable Care Act, picked up some 720 seats in state legislatures across the nation. Debbie Smith is a state senator in Nevada and part of a very slim Democratic Party majority in that chamber.
While the Republicans do have some momentum and probably have more passion from their base, we don't see it as a 2010 type of year, but we do see it as a very competitive and contentious year, and that we have to work very hard getting out the vote.
No surprise a lot of Republicans in state legislative races are talking about President Obama. Democrats, meanwhile, try to keep the focus local. If they could once talk about being part of the Obama team, they don't anymore. Mike Gronstahl is the Democratic Senate Majority Leader in Iowa, another battleground.
Occasionally we'll be on a conference call and we'll be talking about campaigns and people will be lamenting the top of the ticket or lamenting the mood in their community. And I'll kind of go, so what part of that do we have control over? And people pause for a minute and go, none. Okay, what are the pieces we do have control over? Let's do those really well. And then whatever the outcome, we'll at least know we tried our best.
On the plus side for Democrats is the fact that as unpopular as Obama is, Republicans in Congress fare far, far worse in polls. That helps explain a growing sense that this year won't be one of those so-called wave elections where huge numbers of seats change hands at every level. Republican pollster Neil Newhouse says 2014 seems to tilt toward the GOP, but no wave.
Republicans can do well, but for a wave election, you need to have really independents strongly engaged. And right now, we don't see independents really all that interested in this election. That may change.
Newhouse cautions, though, it's not even Labor Day yet, so a lot can still happen. Don Gagne, NPR News.